Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Angels, and it's Monday night. It's about 30 minutes before Memorial Day is over, and I really wanted to do something special, you know, for you military veterans, ones that served in the past, ones that are serving now, and ones that are going to serve in the future. And, you know, our country, I ran in honor of you guys today, so because my country always gives me a place to run, and so it was a way that I could honor the memory and who's serving now, and as I said, who will serve in the future. I know they say it's for veterans, but you know what? I think Memorial Day is just to remember and acknowledge all of the soldiers that serve, have served, and will serve later. On that note, I was like, what can I do, you know, to really help? And I'm not sure it'll help, and it's just one small way of giving, you know, giving you guys something, the military and the families, because I know, gosh, you know, as I said, I come from a military family. Very hard for you guys. The families to wonder sometimes and wait for letters or calls or whatever, and for your loved ones to come back. And I know that it's hard for you guys that are serving wherever you are, to be without those around you that you love and your families. And I understand that. So there are seven archangels that, you know, that help us all. But specifically for you guys that are serving and the families that are supporting those, your loved ones in the military, I think we all support you guys, but families especially. Here's seven archangels and what they do to help you through the challenges. Families of the military, family and friends, and also the military soldiers yourself, okay? So I'm going to list them all and hope this gives you some kind of peace. First of all, you have Archangel Shemuel. I love Shemuel. Shemuel helps you, you know, find lost things or, you know, and to strengthen soulmate relationships. And, you know, soulmates, I want to know you guys to know this, those that have wives or husbands or girlfriends or boyfriends back home and you're in the military, I ask Archangel Shemuel's help to support and to strengthen that soulmate relationship. By the way, soulmates are not only romance or love, romantic love or wife or husband love. It's also your brothers and sisters that serve with you, and ask that, you know, you guys that are serving and in the military and wherever you're stationed at, you can ask for strength to help keep you guys connected, to help you work as one, as a team. And Shemuel will do that because he helps soulmate relationships, and soulmates can be brothers, sisters, friends, or whatever, however you see soulmates. So please know that, okay? So they can also be your family. So strengthening that family is real key there, but also helping your brothers and sisters that serve with you and helping the loved ones that you left behind or that are waiting for you to return. That's what Shemuel will do, okay? Archangel Ariel, calling on Shemuel before you have to face a difficult situation together, you know, you and your soldiers that are with you. He's good with that too as well. So, Archangel Ariel, I see her as a female. You may see her as a male or a female. It doesn't really matter. Maybe just feel her, him as energy. But she helps you manifest. So whatever you're looking to create, to manifest, or would like to happen, ask for her help. Okay? And she also helps with water, sea life, too, as well. Our mammals, you know, she helps with all animals. So wherever you are, you want to manifest something, peace, joy, love, victory, whatever it is, ask for her help. And if you want to protect the environment that you're in and the people in the environment, the animals, ask for her help, okay? And how do you ask for help? Well, I'm going to go with, I'll share this with you, so it'll be one basic way to do that for all the angels. Then you also have Archangel Haniel. I love Haniel. She's wonderful. She helps with, she really works best in the moon, but she works well with any place that you call on her. She helps you have poise and grace. And how often do you need that when you're listening to something that may be difficult to listen to or to do, to have grace and poise about that? And she also helps with healing, your healing abilities, or help, you know, all of you guys to work as one. Healing comes in many different forms and fashions, but she'll help you with that. Also, she helps with bringing in grace, okay, grace and poise, as I just said, and also helping you see things intuitively. So if you want to know something intuitively, is something going to happen, or should you do a certain thing or behave a certain way, ask her help with this. And your families, you guys can use her the same way. If you want to know about your loved ones, either you're a military soldier or maybe your family's that are waiting for you, she's great to let you know on how they're doing as well and giving you that intuition to really be able to tap into that part, okay? So I hope that gives you some help there. And then Archangel Jeremiah, clairvoyance, he helps you with clairvoyance and visions. So if you're wanting to know when something's going to happen or something's going to end or you want to know what the right action is, ask for his help in giving you the right dream to understand. All right, and then also he helps you with understanding your dreams. A lot of times, some of you guys that are in the military, families, or any of us, we have these dreams and we're not sure quite sure what they mean. Ask Archangel Jeremiah to help you decipher your dreams, okay? Also, one website that if you have access to the web, dreammoves.com can help you with that too as well. Archangel Jophiel, I love Jophiel. Jophiel helps with helping you have great thoughts, healthy thoughts. I know that's got to be so difficult when you're missing your family or your boyfriend, girlfriend, or your brother, your sister, or friends in the military, waiting for them to come home, right? I know that. I get that. And I know you guys that are serving, it's hard to have beautiful thoughts or wonderful thoughts or great thoughts when you're facing some of you guys are facing circumstances. I'm so grateful for that you're fighting for our country and have had to really face circumstances that a lot of us will never have to face. So it's hard and challenging to have those kind of great thoughts. So what I'm saying to you guys is that you can have Archangel Jeremiah help you, or Jophiel help you with that, giving you thoughts, healthy thoughts, to help hold you above, man, all this stuff that can happen. And also to help you through any kind of hardship, he'll help you, okay? Archangel Metatron, I know that as families, you know, you want to know what's going on. You want a step-by-step thing or what's going on with your people in the military. You want to know where they're at, what they're doing. And Metatron can help you with that, okay? Organization is one of his strong suits. Spiritual understanding. Why is this happening again? You know, have you ever asked yourself that? Writing your thoughts down, helping you put things into words. He's great with that. So if you're needing help writing letters, a spiritual understanding, why things are happening the way they are in the world, why your family, your loved ones are in the military and what's going on with them, he will help you with that as well. Okay? So, and so call on him to do that. Archangel Michael, most people know Michael, okay? And I think Michael's wonderful. He gives you strength and courage. How often do you need that? Waiting for your letters from your loved ones in the military, or waiting for your girlfriend, your boyfriend, or your friends or your family to write you while you're stationed in the military, wherever you are. That's hard, right? But he gives you direction. He gives you energy and vitality, and I know in such situations it's hard to have that motivation. He will also offer protection. So if you find yourself in a situation where you feel like you need extra protection, I feel it's so ridiculous saying that because I'm sure that those who are in the military and those who are waiting for those in the military, that's a given, right? And protection, you have that with Michael, calling him. And also worthiness and self-esteem. So if you're suffering, you know, and you feel like that you've not measured up in, you know, in whatever fashion, whatever reason, ask for Michael to help you with that, okay? I know some of you guys go to boot camp, and that can be very difficult, I'm sure. So I'm just trying to give you guys some things that you can ask people or angels that you can call on. Archangel Raguel. I love Raguel. He's amazing and wonderful. He helps with settling arguments, right? And he helps with being neat and clean. He also helps with meditation. And he also helps with disputes. So all of that can apply to those who are serving in the military and families that are waiting. I know that when emotions are high, we say and do things that we may not do. And, you know, what is this, you know, challenges that we're going through with the military and with, you know, fighting and everything, but a big dispute. So call on Archangel Raguel. I'm not dumbing it down, but I'm saying it in a way that it's so much more than that. But it is a huge dispute, and it's and some horrible things are going on. So ask for his help to empower our military, to empower the families while they're waiting for the military, and to empower your loved ones over there, because he'll do that. Okay. So that's a couple of things right there, and arguments helping resolve them. That's what he does. So if you guys are struggling there, Archangel Raguel will help you, military or families, okay? I said that a few times, so I just want to make sure I'm clear. Archangel Gabriel helps with communication, mass communication, massively getting the word out there. If you had an opportunity to talk to someone that was high up and would like to get a message across to them, ask for Archangel Gabriel's help, okay? Those who are serving, those who are waiting, and I know that that can be taken so many ways. But I hope it's all positive, because you guys can call on Gabriel, whoever you are, and ask for help in getting your message out there, however that may be, because she is the Archangel of Communication and massively getting messages out there to all forms of media, okay? Archangel Raziel, you know, I'm saying these names, you're like, oh, what did they do? Clairvoyance or intuition is a better way of saying that. Helping understand why this is happening on a universal level, okay? Why do we have to go through this? So, you know, manifestation, that's what Raziel is good with as well. So making things happen, creating things to happen in your life. And I know in the military you probably wanted things to happen in a big way. I've given you a couple of angels tonight that can help you with that, okay? And then you have Archangel Sandalphon and music. Answering and delivering prayers. So how many of you guys would say, from my lips to God's ears? Well, Sandalphon will help that happen. And music, I think music helps us, right? You know, puts us in a state of meditation. Also, some of you guys have left babies, your wife's pregnant with babies. Some of you moms are waiting for your babies to be born. And Archangel Sandalphon helps with those unborn babies, okay? So just know that. Anyway, Archangel Uriel. What does Uriel help you with? Earth changes, okay? The earth is changing. Things that, you know, and we know that. We hear it in the news. We know it from our men and women in the military. And that's what Archangel Uriel helps with. Also the weather. I know that sometimes I have to imagine in the military, weather plays is a key factor in everything that you do, right? Or at least some of what you do. And Uriel will help with that. And also writing. If you need to get your thoughts down, you need to communicate a message, ask for his help. He will help you. So problems, helps with problem solving, right? How cool is that? So you have a lot of different angels that do a lot of different things. So if you don't remember them all, or you remember at least a few of them, or you can look up on the internet, you just say, hey, or, you know, Archangel, and list them all out, or as many as you can remember, Archangel Michael, Sandalphon, Uriel, Raziel, Raguel, Shemuel, Ariel, and Azrael. By the way, Azrael, I didn't mention him, but I'm going to mention it now. He helps with transferring loved ones over to the other side. But he also helps you if you've lost folks from the military. He'll help you, or anywhere. He helps bring the messages to you, because we never die. We just go to a better place. So I'm going to leave that one as it is. And all you need to do is just ask for them, say thank you for showing up and coming to help me with my thoughts, with writing my thoughts down, with communicating, with helping the earth, helping the military, helping my brothers and sisters, whatever it is that you're looking to do, and helping me most of all, Michael, all of those. And all you got to do is just say it and just say thank you for helping. And they will start, as soon as you ask, the prayers are going to be answered. Okay, and trust that it may not come in the form that you think, but it will happen. All right, everybody. Thank you, military, for serving. thank you, families, for you know, supporting your families, your in brothers and sisters, your girlfriends, boyfriends in the military. And this has been such a wonderful day. So I hope this helps you in some small way. And you guys have a wonderful now. And thank you once again for serving and making me wake and making it possible for me to wake up every morning and being able to say thank you that I live in a great country that has a great military that helps us. Anyways, you guys take care. Have a great now, as I said, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.